Hello and welcome to the Lessons by Me podcast. My name is Mary Allen Ogena and this is my weekly podcast where I share life lessons and life experiences with you. Enjoy!
Over the last couple of months, I have been coming across this recurring theme around failure. It's made me feel very uncomfortable because I've always held tight to my fear of failure. So reading books and coming across this thing, or going through the internet or listening to a podcast or a talk and getting to hear about failure all the time can be very unnerving and has made me feel uncomfortable. But looking at it more holistically, I think it's a good thing. It makes me feel uncomfortable because applying the principles or applying all the advices or applying or coming to terms with the fact that failure is inevitable, applying that and overcoming the fear of failure would pretty much help me move forward. It will help me get out of my comfort zone. So I realized that it is fine that it makes me feel uncomfortable, and it's fine that it makes it seem like all these books are just shaking the table that I'm on, the table where I'm pretty much allowing the fear of failure to prevent me from doing so much. So I figured I share my thoughts with you, share some of the quotes or like snippets from the books I've read about failure. Hopefully it would help you overcome the fear of failure yourself, and it would help you get better, basically to help you get uncomfortable and to help you to start moving and start acting. So this short episode is basically to just share some of the things I've seen in books, the things I've read in books about failure.
I'll start with the most recent book that I read, that The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. So in the book, he said something about how failure, whether the personal or professional or even spiritual kind, is essential to personal expansion. It brings about inner growth and a whole host of psychic rewards. So it's... okay, I'm not really sure what psychic rewards means in this point, Shabon. Yeah, so basically it's essential for personal expansion. And I think the part where it says that it brings about inner growth is basically about when, it's basically around when you fail, how failing pretty much teaches you lessons. Yeah, so it's more like failure is essential to have success in anything that you're doing. So it's like a test that you have to pass to show yourself worthy or something like that. It allows you to grow, it offers you lessons, and then it guides you along the path to enlightenment and to success, pretty much. So it's I think there was a part of the book that said you should never fear failure, that failure is your friend. So I think when we start looking at failure as not something to fear, but as something to embrace, it becomes easier to overcome the fear of failure. Also, there was a part of the book that said that there are no mistakes in life, that there are only lessons. So you should just do the things you fear, basically, because at the end of the day, if you don't succeed, you're going to learn lessons from it. And these lessons you learn will pretty much help you to do better. So it's like going to the market for the first time, I'm buying the wrong type of... oh, yeah! So it's like going to the market for the first time and buying the wrong type of fish. You know, there are different kinds of fish in the market, and your mom probably just told you, yeah, go and buy a fish, and you went to buy the wrong type of fish. I think you bought tilapia instead of croaker or something like that, and you come back home and she's like, why did you do this, all these kinds of things. You made a mistake, you failed in buying the right kind of fish, but at that point you've learned that there are different types of fishes and this is a certain type. And so the next time your mom sends you to the market to buy the particular kind of fish she wants, you are better, well, like you have the knowledge, or you've learned from the previous mistake or the previous failure to know the type of exact fish to buy. So that's like just an illustration of how fear can bring about valuable lessons that could lead you to success. There's when I read the memoir of Phil Knight, that Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, there was a part he said that fear of failure was never going to be the downfall of their company. That's Nike. That it's not like they didn't think about the. It's not like they didn't think that they would not fail. Rather, they knew they were going to fail. They expected that they would fail, but they had in mind that when they did fail, they would do it fast. They would learn from it and they'll be better for it. So I think if we have that as the mindset to go about life and to go about doing the things we really want to do and doing the things we love, it will be easier to overcome the fear of failure, knowing that it is something, if done well, if done fast, can bring about what we really want and it's bring about lessons. So I think learning all these things has pretty much made me realize and see how failure really is my friend. And I've just been thinking about this the wrong way, and I've just been running away from something that I should embrace, pretty much. So there's another, I can't remember where the exact book I got this from, but it was, it said that safety is the enemy of success, that you should be proud of your mistakes, take a risk, fail spectacularly. I don't know how someone would just sit down and tell you to fail spectacularly, but yeah, this suggested you fail spectacularly and then you go out and fail some more. So I think when you view failure as an avenue to learn lessons and an avenue to gain experience, to do more and to be better, it will be easier for you to go out into the world and do the things you actually fear, knowing that you're going to learn from it, and the next time you do it again, it's going to be better. So you're pretty much doing the world a good service by failing, because eventually when it does come out really good, it's going to be awesome for everybody. So I'll end with this quote: failure is not a problem you'll face, failure is how you get there. So this is just like a short episode to just make you see. I used to be very scared of failure, that was like my major fear. If anybody asks what's your greatest fear, I'm like, skip fear of failure. But I think over the last couple of months and years, I have learned how failure is very essential for growth, and I have pretty much embraced that failing is bound to happen. So the earlier I get it over with and learn from it, the better my life will be. So hey, let's go on and fail spectacularly. Let me know what you think of this episode, and if you have any requests or anything like that, feel free to reach out to me via the links in the description box. See you next week for another episode.